The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
So it's the Thursday Lunchtime Social debate. Before we go into what we were actually going to talk about, it's quite a momentous day for you today because it's Jackerman's 18.
Yes, it is.
And you've got something really nice planned tonight.
Yeah.
And we were just swapping stories of days when, obviously the birthdays.
Yeah,
you know, birthday. So you go back all that period of time and you think, what happened and we...
The funny bits and the worrying bits and the nice bits.
Were there any funny bits?
Yeah.
And worrying bits as well.
Yeah, but the outcome was wonderful, always is.
Absolutely, and there he is, he's 18, and he must be really, really proud, so good on you.
I'm feeling very silly and giggly and a bit emotional. All in one.
Save your emotion tonight, all right. Yeah. You can embarrass him.
I do that on a frequent basis. I'll just go for it a bit more tonight, I think.
One of the things that I remember most of all, not obviously about the day of the birth, but when we came out, there was this little story that we told lots of people because, obviously, when you go through all of that, you give birth and so on, it's a really long... Well, it can be a really long, drawn-out couple of days. And, you're exhausted.
Mm.
And I was doing shows both ends of the clock at another radio station.
So what about you?
And I was doing gigs as well. So I was knackered.
What about the poor mother?
She was completely cream-crackered. And he was actually in hospital for about 4 or 5 days because he weighed in about 4.5 pounds. Because he was
just two bags of sugar.
It is, just two bags of sugar. How scary is that? So he was in this incubator thing for all that period of time. But when he came home, we were both so exhausted. We went to bed at about 8:30. I remember it was a Sunday night. Went to bed at half past eight it was. And anyway, there he was in his little crib, the end of the bed. We went to bed. Deep sleep straight away, woke up with him sort of gurgling and making a few noises, so we thought better get up and feed him, and we thought, wow, that's a long sleep, cool, well that's the best night's sleep I've had in a long time. 9:15, we've been in bed asleep for 45 minutes. So,
baby brain and all that, it does things to you.
So I sort of said, you take the first feed, I'll come back to sleep. Anyway, you got any other little memories of the day? That you want to share.
It was just a wonderful day. And you know, the thing is, I didn't feel exhausted at all. I had my full face on in about 15 minutes after, with both of them. I was just so elated. I was just so excited.
I bet
just
you wanted great. To go out that night, didn't you?
I just had bundles of energy.
Yeah.
I just couldn't understand some of them, like, oh, I'm exhausted. Oh.
But it was quite a long birth, wasn't it?
I had 19 hours with Jack, and... Harry was great. He was just gassing air, and they couldn't fill the pool up quick enough for me to get in.
Oh right!
So we actually Harry and I got in afterwards, which is quite nice.
Okay.
So was quick.
My mum says that the Archers came on the radio as she went into labour,
and
at the end of the Archers, I was born.
She didn't manage to miss the programme, did she? Still listen to it.
I said to her, look, out of all the names you've given me, Ian. I said it's
Archie.
Archie would have been... Archie Mack.
Archie Mack.
Would have been genius, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it just? And a story to tell.
And a lovely story.
Dine out on that, couldn't
there
you?
There is a story to tell when it comes down to who the dad was.
Yeah.
That's another story.
That's an ongoing story.
Yeah. Okay, so today's Lunchtime Social Debate, we're trying to work out what you actually do in the course of your lifetime. Okay, you earlier on you said about the kissing thing. Do you want to just go over the kissing thing?
The kissing thing wasn't it, that in life an average person... kisses for up to 2 weeks, which is, I think, equivalent to 340 hours.
Yeah, 20.
Little Carol Vorderman little thing coming in
20,
there.
20,000 minutes, or approximately 2 weeks, with all that time we spend kissing
but
in our lifetime.
We thought it would be more than that.
Well, it's sad, isn't it? Is that all you do? Two weeks.
2 weeks
kissing.
In your lifetime, kissing. I mean, snogging.
As you get older, I think you kiss less and less, don't you? You shouldn't do.
Shouldn't do.
I mean, if you was with me, girl, that would be bumped up. 40,000 minutes.
40,000 minutes.
In the next couple of weeks, if that's possible. Kissing has many psychological effects on a person. A kiss will cause your heart rate and your blood pressure to increase. They tell me I've got to keep my blood pressure down. You breathe more deeply.
They tell a lot of people that have had a heart attack to have sex.
Sorry, mate, say that again.
A lot of people that have heart attack, they're nervous about getting the heart rate.
Oh, right, but so they don't bother.
No, medics are actually saying, no, do have sex after you've had a heart attack.
Oh, right.
So I suppose it is actually...
How long after?
A couple of years.
Hang on, he's just lying there, he's just had a heart attack. Hang on a minute, come on.
That's what happened to Adam and Faith, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know,
with
I wasn't
his mistress.
There. I wasn't, really?
Oh dear.
Sorry, that's not funny.
No, it's not funny. Stop laughing.
And it will also, the pupils in your eyes increase
look
in
at
size.
My eyes.
When you're snogging, because apparently you're supposed to keep
why
your...
Why do you close your eyes?
You're supposed to close your eyes.
Yeah.
I get a little bit dizzy when I do that. So sometimes I have to open eye.
When you were younger, you have a little peep. See if the other one's got their eyes closed.
Is it still the same person?
Yeah. Why do we close our eyes, though?
I don't know, but we do.
Yeah.
We do. Apparently it's deemed not romantic to open your eyes. But I like to have a little sneaky peek just to see if they're enjoying it for a start. And if it's, if the person's changed. Am I still kissing the right one?
Yes.
But it's funny, we always used to be told off for kissing you, if you were kissing, you had to shut your eyes. But it has many good things.
Yeah, so
it increases,
And all these things are free. So you don't need the gym, just have a good snog.
Just have a good snog.
And then a good laugh, and you'll lose weight and feel good.
Pull the blinds. Pull the blinds and pucker up, I'm coming in.
Pucker up.
All right, so we're going to spend, what was it, two weeks?
2 weeks.
Kissing.
Yeah.
2 weeks kissing. Okay, it doesn't sound a massive amount to us. So we move on to sleeping, because sleeping's a big thing as well.
Oh, that's going to be huge.
Do you know how many hours a year we spend sleeping? How many hours
a
year?
Too long. Wouldn't it be great if we could get away with having less sleep but still feel and feel good?
Yeah,
so that we could
definitely.
So we could push more into
we're
doing.
When you work it out, it's roughly a third. You go to bed to try and sleep. I would imagine if you went to bed for 8 hours, you're probably only going to sleep for 6 of them, maybe.
Was it Margaret Thatcher? She ruled the country with 2 or 4 hours sleep a night.
Yeah, no wonder she was dreadful at her job.
I knew that was coming. She liked the scotch as well.
Yeah. So the average Brit gets just 6.5 hours of shut-eye a night, which adds up to just 2,372 hours annually. Whilst we might need more, it's important that the sleep you get is of good quality.
Yes,
and do
quality.
You know what the foundation of a good sleep is? It
if
says
you have
here.
Too much sleep, that makes you feel awful as well.
It does, a couple
which
of times.
Which is crazy, isn't it? You would think, why would it make you feel worse?
I don't know.
But it does, you feel groggy. And,
it takes you longer to wake up, you feel like a thick head and everything
I've
else.
I've got a thick head.
I've got an ear up, I've got a thick head here. Here, where is it? Here it is. So 136 days women spend getting ready. Getting ready for what?
Getting what?
It just says they spend 136 days a year getting ready.
For what?
Yeah, exactly. What are you getting ready for?
What are you getting ready for, love?
Does a bloke get ready?
You're getting ready to go out. Uptown.
Yeah, but does a bloke get ready or is it just,
yeah, you have a bit slick of the hair and, shower and put the old scent on, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose
splash
so,
all
yeah.
Over.
Applying makeup, having a shower, dressing up for a night out uses up a total of 3,276 hours in a girl's lifetime, says a study by body wash firm Skin Bliss. So that's 3,276 in a life. I used to do this when I was about 17, 18.
Of course, then, yeah.
You would put on your best pants.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the lucky girl tonight?
And then the awful night when you do score, you've got the wrong ones on.
Got the wrong ones on, yeah.
Get out of that one.
All right, so you spend 3,276 hours in a girl's lifetime. That's a girl's lifetime. I would imagine it would be considerably less for men.
When was the survey Done.
Very recently.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to kind of throw a spanner in the works.
Okay.
And say, because nowadays they're all wearing their hair extensions and straightening and curling and putting the false eyelashes on and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I would have thought would have taken added on time. And the nails and all that.
What, for women or men?
Both. Whatever.
Both now.
Whatever
rocks
your boat.
Absolutely.
Who says?
Okay, moving on to the bloke then. So, the average British bloke spends all his time grafting at work. According to recent government statistics, that's the equivalent of 11 and a half years.
No, I think you got it right the first time.
Slog. 11 and a half years of solid slog, it says here. That's what us blokes have to put ourselves through.
What, working?
In a lifetime, yeah.
11 and a half years.
Of solid
that's
slog.
That's not enough.
You're
talking about going to work?
Yeah.
11 and a half years.
11 and a half years of solid slog. Bearing in mind that what would you do? Leave school at
say 16.
16. Okay. And then you get to 65 and retire. Or you should be able to. What's that about? 50 years then. Less than 50. Say 45. Have a couple of holidays as well. Taking the holidays. You're probably looking at about 40 years then, aren't you?
So why did you say 11?
Over 40, yeah, but that's over 40 years, a third of your day.
What do you mean?
Which amounts to... So your working life is spread over 40 years.
Go get it now.
And in total,
I thought you meant you only worked for 11 years.
Yeah. In total, that's like the equivalent of 11 and a half years of solid slog.
Solid, yes.
Okay. 99,117 hours at work is what you're spending. It's a dirty job.
Someone's going to do it.
But now, new strategist research shows...
What, sorry?
Strategist shows we spend 3 years of our lives washing our smalls...
No, we don't. We put them in the washing machine. So we don't wash them, do we?
Yeah, but you spend the time picking them out, putting them in the... What's it? That's how long it adds up to.
So I always laugh when people say, oh, I've got 3 loads of washing to do.
Oh, it makes me cross.
What's that all about? You just put it in the washing machine. The washing machine washes the clothes.
My son pointed that out one day to the wife, and she wasn't impressed with that. But it is true.
It's not like the old days with the mangle and all that business, is it?
If you were to add it up, though, once you've washed your smalls, you get your smalls out of the basket, you walk downstairs, you pop it into the what's it, you then put some stuff in it, you then leave it for a little bit, and then you have to pick it out and hang it up. So
that's not too bad of a chore, is it?
It's not
bad. Like those days when you had to rub it on the stones with water.
No. Crikey, how old are you?
What we talked about with a twin tub.
How long have you been around? I don't think I've ever done the rock thing. Twin tub, maybe. How old are you?
I've seen it in films.
You see it in films.
Don't they? Then they used to put it through the mangle.
So we spend 3 years of our lives washing our smalls. And I would imagine doing the other washing as well. So 3 years of our lives washing.
Ugh.
It is a bit, isn't it? It is a bit.
Have we got any good stuff on this list?
Yes, there is. There is, which leads us on nicely to 115 days.
115?
Days.
Yeah.
Of laughing.
So I'm greedy. I'd like a bit more.
Well, I'd like a bit more laughing than washing me smalls.
Smalls, yeah.
You know, that's, what was it, 3 years of washing your smalls, 115 days of laughing.
That's not fair, is it?
That don't seem very fair at all. 115 days.
See, that's not very much.
No. How sad is that?
That's what I mean.
What sad little lives we have. We spend 6 minutes a day laughing, but we're more miserable than we used to be. In the 50s, we spent 3 times as long having a chuckle. Apparently.
In the 50s?
Yeah, apparently we were happier in the 50s.
Would that be because then with the wars finished and all that business and
maybe.
Things are getting back to normal and...
Maybe we communicated a bit better.
Well, they
maybe
say,
we
yeah, because... We say we've got all this fabulous communication systems now, but it's stopping you from actually communicating with a human being, isn't it? Face to face. It's done all by sending it and pressing a button.
Yeah.
Whereas people used to have a chat over the garden fence, didn't they?
And have a bit of a laugh.
And gossip and...
Yeah, we can't have stopped doing that now.
But being neighbourly, I suppose.
Well, I'm very neighbourly.
Yes.
I have lovely neighbours.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, there's Damon Shirley the other side.
Yes, that's right.
So, only 115 days laughing in your lifetime. How sad is that? We ought to address that. 6 minutes a day laughing. Work it out. Next week, when you come in, or in about a month's time when you come back.
Only 2 weeks.
You tell us how long you've spent laughing.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not coming here, so that's going to reduce it drastically.
Well, it is, isn't it? You won't have any. So it'll be zero.
Zero.
It'll be a big fat zero.
Zero.
But how many minutes have you done already giggling and laughing? I think it's a lot more than 6 minutes.
Listen, I don't have to pay for a therapist. I just come here for nothing. It's great.
You know, just lay back. Just lay back, all right?
It's fantastic.
Okay, the next thing is 9 hours, 18 seconds of what?
And that's not very much.
Yeah, ain't very much.
9 hours and precisely 13 seconds.
Yep.
Is it going to the toilet?
No. It's better than that.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
What? You know what?
No, it's better than that too.
Oh.
9 hours.
Eating.
18.
No.
Better
no,
than
no,
that.
No.
9 hours, 18 seconds of male orgasms. 9 hours, 18. What a day that's going to be, or half a day. Hey?
Put that in your diary. 9 hours.
9 hours, that's all. 9 hours, 18 seconds. I like the tap on the 18 seconds.
9 hours.
Nothing else has got anything, you know, 0.1, 0.2. It's all accurate. It's all to the nearest. This one, so, 9 hours, 18 seconds.
You are really... Oh, you're really missing out, because, like, the pig has a 30-minute one.
It does. So. We did talk about that before.
So.
Lucky swine.
Swine.
9 hours, 18 seconds, male orgasm.
Oh, my God.
But just, yeah, exactly. That's a few my gods. When you think about it. My God, time some. 9 hours, 18 seconds.
Who works this out?
To be honest,
how do you work it out?
I don't know, but what a lucky so-and-so.
There's some fun jobs out there to be had.
German research found that a man's orgasm lasted for 12.4 seconds.
12.
In a lifetime, that adds up to 9 hours, 18 seconds of sexual ecstasy. And I like the way they put on the end of that.
What?
Phew.
12 point... That's quite a long time, isn't it? 12.8 seconds.
I would imagine the cigarette afterwards takes longer to smoke. <don't you>?
Yes.
Want to know what you know, the female equivalent is?
Nothing. The same.
It's only 1 hour and 24 minutes.
Less.
No.
More.
It's only 1 hour and 24
what?
Minutes. Yeah. A female orgasm in a lifetime. If you added it all up,
1 hour.
1 hour, 24 minutes. Whereas we get 9 hours.
You see, as men, greedy all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. It's all about
you.
I'm
not saying, I think a lot of that time might be alone. I've got a funny feeling that's the way
funny,
it works
funny
out.
Funny feeling?
Not, yeah.
I've got a funny feeling coming on here.
Yeah, German research found a man's orgasm lasted for 12.4 seconds in a lifetime that adds up to 9 hours and 18 seconds of sexual ecstasy, whereas a lady would only get an hour and 24 minutes of orgasm in a lifetime if you add it all up. The same research same research shows that women...
You're getting all flustered.
...really do get a rough ride than men, it says here. The female orgasm lasts 1.7 seconds. That's it, it's gone. It's done.
All over in a second.
That tots up to under an hour and a half overall. That is incredible, isn't it? When you think...
1 second?
I thought ladies lasted longer.
No.
Should we take a call?
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
How come they got those facts for that woman like that? That is totally wrong.
Well, it is wrong.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Absolutely wrong.
I'm going on what it says here. I mean, can you, I mean, you know...
For a female counterpart here.
No, but they haven't taken into the consideration about a woman that works in a sexual, what do you call it?
Prostitute.
Well, yeah. Or even testing marriage lays.
Yeah, but this is like an average. I would imagine this is the average man, the average woman.
Oh, right.
There's nothing average about me.
No, because
no,
I
not
cannot
bags.
Believe... well, yeah, 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 I can, because they do say that men tend to, how can I put the word without being...
Yes.
Tend to...
be by themselves?
Yes, more than women.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some men just do it just to relieve stress. No, that's true.
Oh, oh, sorry, love. I'm a bit stressed.
No, I'm a bit stressed. I'll see you in a minute. I'm just going to pop in the loo, yeah. Yeah. No, but how the hell do they work all these figures out? That's ridiculous, isn't it?
I don't know.
I know once that they... well, there was a survey that was done once on the average length of a man's bits, apparently. Mm. And
5.8, I think it was.
The survey worked out that... the men that had larger bits than what other men did, the women that were married to the men with less bits missed out on average about 3 miles of extra bits in their lifetime.
What a survey that is.
Extra
bits. You know what I'm saying? an extra three miles of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, strange. What a survey.
Brilliant survey.
Yeah,
I think we've probably peaked too soon.
Well, you know,
I was going to say something else.
Yeah,
no.
Soon, yeah,
you know, Keith said a sort of could be used as a stress relief for chaps.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't remember. I think it might be in the city. I'm not sure, but I read recently that they're actually opening these places, stress-free booths, if you so like, for men of the city who need in your lunch hour.
Yeah.
Well,
seriously.
Bit of business, isn't it? Boost the economy.
Well, Ian, remember we were talking about Soho back on Monday?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, the peep shows, you weren't allowed to go into the peep show booths. Couples weren't allowed in. You had to go in singly.
Oh, right, yeah.
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 Men or couple, you had to go in on your... You weren't allowed to take anybody in with you.
No.
Strange, isn't it?
It is. It is. Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks for being there.
Yeah, you have a nice weekend.
And you. Thanks,
and
Keith.
You
make sure you put those figures up on the survey.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Keith. See you later. Bye. So, yeah, 9 hours, 18 seconds, a male orgasm, if you add up all the time that it takes, 1 hour, 24 for a female orgasm. I think they've got that wrong.
That's
my own personal opinion. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
I really do. There should be some questions asked, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot longer noises than that. 1.7 so 2 seconds it's gone, done and dusted.
Hang on, what's 2 seconds?
That.
No, go, what do you do, just count 1, 2?
Yeah, 1,
no, that's
2,
not
done.
No.
Above average then.
Very above average.
Okay, so we spend 2,170 hours sunbathing.
You do.
That's in a lifetime. That ain't that many, is it?
Well, mind you, I'm a bit of a sun worshipper.
Okay. So, come on, let's just do a quickly... let's get my calculator out and see if we can work it out. I bet you that if I was to work it out, I'd probably do more than that. I'd hope that I'd do more than that. I've got to find my blooming calculator first. It's here somewhere. Here we go. So, how many hours do you reckon? I reckon if you were in, say, April, May, June
July
August
September,
and possibly October. I was out there until quite late in October. So what are you? Let's do that again. April, May, June, July, August, September, and a bit of October and a bit of March. Because
really?
I'm out there quite... I used to get a tan in April. Not April, February.
April, I believe. April,
now,
but...
So how many do you reckon? So 26 weeks, over a period of 26 weeks, if you were to do an hour a day, what do you reckon?
More than an hour.
Would, yeah, but there'd be days when there won't be any sunshine. So you've got to even itself out.
Am I guessing you?
So I reckon we'd roughly be the same. If we were doing an hour a day...
For that period?
For every day for that six-week period or six-month period. So it would be 26 weeks times 7. So 26 times 7 equals 182 times, just say, for instance, we wouldn't have started doing that till we were around, say, 20, probably a little bit before that, 20. You're 50, so it's 33 years. So times that by 33 equals 6,000.
6,000 hours.
So that's three times the amount they're saying there. So we are probably above average on the old sunbathing. So
yeah.
That, so they do 2,170. We're doing around 6,000. That's just on the figures that I've just worked out, and starting at the age of 20 and going through to 50, just doing 30 years. Okay, 1 hour a week for 6 months. There'll be days when you do...
And we do put our sunscreen on.
Of course we do.
Oh, yes.
There'll be days when you do 4 hours. There'll be days when you do none. Mm. So it will kind of even itself out. So I reckon, yeah, even if you, say, take 1,000 off, we're still doing twice the amount.
Oh, fancy a bit
of
sunbathe now.
Well, it's sunny out. Help yourself. The same research, that women get a really rough... Oh, no, back to the sex thing. 2,170 hours of sunbathing. We spend the equivalent of 13 weeks of our lives on a beach.
Oh, I thought that would have been more.
Well, when you think about it, it probably is. How many holidays have you had?
Oh, loads.
Loads. Well, OK. I probably... Let's pluck a figure out of the air. 10 holidays. 10 two-week holidays in your lifetime. Half of that's going to be spent on a beach, isn't it?
Hmm.
So that's probably a lot more than they're actually saying that you're actually going to be...
I disagree with that for me, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we spend the equivalent of 13 weeks of our lives on a beach trying to top up our tans, according to a TripAdvisor survey, and we're still left with white bits. It says here. I like the little funny bits. You know, not that your white bits are funny, but... Yeah, so 2,170 hours of sunbathing.
We hate white bits, don't we?
13. Well, do you know what? I see, I like white bits, because then you can compare. That's how brown I am.
No, I hate it. And especially when those people have been wearing a T-shirt. And then they...
On their arms?
Yeah, so obviously you've got the tans.
Certain white bits are fine.
Oh, looks
certain
stupid.
White bits are fine. Yeah, but you're not going to go out there and, like, strip the whole thing off, are you?
No, but you know what I mean.
But you want something to show how brown you are. You need something, a white bit, to compare how brown you've got. Do you know what I mean?
Brown as a berry.
Brown as...
What we say?
Brown as a berry.
Yeah, well, berries aren't brown. Are they? They're not, are they?
Aged 53, you've just suddenly... It's just suddenly...
I just realised they're not brown. Why did she say that to me?
Colourblind?
Possibly.
So, 2,170 hours of sunbathing. It's the equivalent of 13 weeks. 653 hours waiting for trains.
No, not me.
Okay, so if you were waiting for a train or waiting for a bus, chuck it in the same category. I don't think I would be waiting. I don't think that would add up right.
No.
653 hours waiting for trains. I don't see how they get that. Hanging around on platforms waiting for your train or queuing at bus stops takes up to 27 days, although it often feels much longer than that.
Yeah.
650 hours of waiting for trains. Waiting for trains, buses, taxis, waiting for your wife to get ready. And maybe...
So I was always good at that, being ready on time.
Boats, ferries, planes. That would probably stack up then. But trains, bearing in mind we've only got one little train on the island.
How
can that be factually correct here? If you add in everything else, I would imagine that would work. That would be a goer, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Okay,
can't remember last time I got the train.
160 days on fag breaks.
Oh, you see, what's not fair is it to people that don't smoke, when people go, I'm going out for a cigarette break at work.
Yeah. But 160 days on fag breaks. So, just say, for instance...
That should be addressed, really, shouldn't it?
I don't know, should it?
Well, surely, if you have a lunch hour or whatever, if you're going to have a cigarette, you make sure that you have one in that period of time. Because, well, the non-smoker's not going out for 10 minutes, walk around and...
Well, let's see if we can work this out, because, I've never smoked... I smoked for a couple of hours in a club in the Carousel in about 1981. Made myself ill. Never smoked again after that.
Mm.
So that's totally wrong for me. There will be people out there that don't go on fag breaks. So that figure's completely wrong. But how often do you smoke?
I've never, ever
smoked at all.
Work. No.
You never smoked at work at
never.
All? Okay. So how
don't even think about it.
In your heyday, how many cigarettes would you have had during the course of a day?
Well, see, I'm funny. One day I don't smoke, one day I do.
That is funny. That is weird.
10.
That's even on a day when you've had a lot. Is that the most you've ever smoked in a day, then?
No, probably about 15.
About 15?
Mm.
So it's not many, is it?
No. But where I, my job number two, people go out for cigarette breaks there and I don't even think about it.
No.
And do you know what? Because I don't like smelling it. I'm quite a hypocritical smoker. I wouldn't like to be served by someone that I can smell cigarettes on.
Have you ever, and it sounds like a saucy question, but it's not, because it's perceived as this is what happens to a lot of people. After they've had sex, they spark up a cigarette.
Mm.
Have you ever had a sort of, you know, you finished, and it's like, God, passes a cigarette, I could kill a fag. Have you ever...
I have, but that, when I was a lot younger, and I think that would be if the other person actually was a smoker as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know where that comes from either.
I don't. What's the first thing you think? I'll need a cigarette.
I think it might be perhaps from the black and white films or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
They
just roll over and light a cigarette.
Glamorous and sexy, wasn't it?
I think that's probably, yeah. That's probably.
And yet it's a killer drug, yeah. You know. How we make it look fantastic. Oh, darling, pass me my cigarette.
Hang on, I'm not finished.
I'm feeling the urge to light up.
I've not. Why have you stopped? I'm not finished. Our smokers really.
No, I've had my 1 second.
Yeah, well, I'm still having my 18 seconds, thank you. Smokers really are shortening their lives by wasting more than 5 months on average popping out for a crafty ciggy.
Mm.
That's what you're up to. Not you, yeah. But that's what they're up to. So, yeah, 160
days.
But
when did cigarette breaks come on? This is not that new, is it?
No, this is a recent survey.
No, I mean, cigarette breaks. Who in companies' policies did it say, you can go out for a cigarette?
I would imagine that they would be stamping on that, and there'll be companies that won't allow it, you know, and in a way, quite rightly so. You're there,
yeah,
to work,
because
aren't
like
you?
I was saying, in my day, you had a lunch hour or whatever, and if you did, you had a cigarette in that period of time.
Sure.
It was allocated for your time.
Yeah. Okay, so you have 7 years of insomnia to look forward to.
Yeah.
7 years of insomnia. Canadian health experts have worked out that this is how long we spend lying awake at night. For Mr. Sandman, but so 7 years, equivalent of 7 years of laying in bed, not being able to sleep. That's awful, isn't it?
Well, it is awful to have that.
That's like a prison sentence, yeah. That is.
They say you should actually get up, but still trying to get off to sleep. The best thing is to get up and leave the sort of situation for a bit, isn't it?
But if you get up, you probably wake up your other half, don't you? And the rest of the house.
But that's a common thing anyway, isn't it? From snoring or whatever, that couples, one person wakes up, the other does it, the other makes the other person wake up.
See, if you were single, totally single, no one else in the house, and you suffer from insomnia, you could do that, and you could do whatever you wanted to do. But if you've got a family, or you've got a partner or anything like that, wife, husband, that would be incredibly difficult to do.
Ripples around the house.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as you get out of bed, somebody will feel that you're getting out of bed, because the bed will move and so on and so on. They hear the door and then they'll see the light go on, and you think, well, hang on a minute, I've just woken up everybody else. But that must be awful, 7 years when you work it out. Do you have nights where you can't
sleep?
I'm
not a very good sleeper, no.
Do you have, like, there's some days, probably about 2-3 times a week, where I can wake up, I can go to sleep, no problem, but I can wake up at 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I'm awake then for about 2-4 hours.
And then when you get
back to sleep, the alarm goes off and you're like in a deep sleep.
Yeah.
And it's dreadful.
Well, your mind plays tricks on you, doesn't it? You know, and it's your state of mind as well. So if you got worried about something, you say go and have a good night's sleep, but nine times out of ten you don't, because it sort of disturbs your sleep.
Yeah. I have probably on average about 3 nights a week, possibly 4 nights a week, when you have at least 2-3 hours.
Mm.
Oh, you can't sleep. So if I was to do that now, 10 hours a week, okay, 10 hours a week.
Then there's the loo run.
Times 52. I'll incorporate that in, because that's what wakes me up, really.
Always.
So that's 520 hours a week. And if just say, for instance, I've done that for 35 years. 35 years equals 1,820. That can't be right. No, it's not. 94,640 hours of not being able to sleep in about 35 years. Okay. Now, if we divide that by... What have they come up with? Seven years of insomnia. Okay, so if we times 94,000 divided by, what would you then divide it by to get the years? Do you know what? I've got myself into a bit of a pickle here.
Are you in a bit of a pickle, love?
But it is 94,640 hours of not being able to sleep. That's the equivalent. That's mine. I don't know about you, but it's probably roughly the same.
And for some people, worse.
So that's like,
they probably say to us, "God, you're lucky."
That's like a prison sentence, isn't it? It really is. So Canadian health experts have worked out that this is how long we spend lying awake at night. That's how long. So next, we'll do something else, and we'll talk about how long we spend in queues.
Oh,
okay. But all right. Calm down.
We all hate queuing.
We do. Us Brits
hate it.
We're very good at it.
Are we good at it? Do we tell people to shove off when they shove in?
Wait. You're pushing in.
Yeah, I was here first.
Well, childish. Get in the back of the queue. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. So you're waiting for a moment there. See what we did there?
Yeah.
And you're queued, and we shall speak to you in a moment.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240. Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio.
Lifeline Alarms and Security Services, providing security and alarm services for the leisure industry, domestic and residential, and more. Providing access control emergency systems, key holding, installation, monitoring intruder alarms, and much, much more. Check them out at www.lifeline-security.co.uk. Put your mind at rest. Call Lifeline Alarms and Security Services on 01983 521 621. That's 01983 521 621. Lifeline. They put you first.
The loss of a loved one through bereavement is one of the hardest and most painful things we have to go through in life. It's a great help and comfort when someone can sit down with you and talk you through the kind of service you would like to mark the passing of your friend or relative, and then on the day deliver a warm and positive ceremony with his or her life at the heart of it all. My name's Jonathan Skeet, and I'm an independent funeral celebrant. For an informal chat with no obligation whatsoever about how I can help you in this crisis moment, call me on 01983 868607. That's 01983 868607. Or ask your funeral director.
Beds of Ride, in-town parking in Union Street. Come and give your bedroom an overhaul and treat. No need for sales gimmicks, just value for your pound. With realistic prices all the year round. Includes free delivery if you live in Ride, and only £10 elsewhere island-wide. Open 10:30 till late, 6 days a week. All that is needed to help you sleep. Beds of Ride, call 565 151. Also find us on Facebook.
The Key Arts is offering another fantastic free Waves workshop during the half-term holidays. Painterly Prince on Thursday the 18th of February is for young people aged 11 to 19 years from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. with Joanna Corey, where you will explore monoprinting to create your own painterly prints. To book your place, contact Key Arts box office on 822 940. Waves is Key Arts youth offer funded by the Isle of Wight Council and available to young people resident to the Isle of Wight.
Have you heard of the new Vectis Radio app? It's free of charge and easy to use. All you need to do is find the store on your Android or Apple device and type in Vectis Radio. A quick download later and you'll be able to hear us. It's as easy as that. So why flick a switch when you can tap into a stream? Vectis Radio, a community radio station at the heart of the Isle of Wight.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666, or add us on Skype. It's Vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
So, welcome back to part two. We are in the process of working out what you actually do in your lifetime, breaking it all down into time categories. We've worked it out that you're probably going to sleep for a quarter of your life. You're probably going to, a third of your life. Work for a third of your life. And the sex isn't so great because you ladies, apparently, it only lasts for, 1.7 seconds. An orgasm, which adds up to 1 hour and 24 minutes, whereas men get 9 hours and 18 seconds worth.
Oh, don't you know?
And every orgasm apparently is 18 seconds.
Unbelievable.
Which doesn't actually add up when they work out the average and then he times it by X amount. So, you know, something's not quite right somewhere. 6 months of queuing.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, 6 months worth of queuing. What's the longest queue you've ever been and how long did you wait to get in?
Some queues can be pretty long and tedious when you're queuing up at the airport to check in.
Have you ever, like, been delayed?
Like, yeah.
For hours and...
To fly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you longest, in a queue then?
You know, the longest delayed flight I had was 24 hours.
Right.
And they took me to a hotel and fed you and stuff like that.
They took me to a hotel. That started off like it was going to be a story. But they fed me. Right, okay.
I don't know whether they still do that now. I don't know whether they just do it all in... At the airport, I don't know.
I have no idea, but I'm just thinking, I don't, obviously, yes, there are queues that we get stuck in, and yes, we're probably talking minutes, probably an hour, maybe the longest queue you've ever waited in, but, you are going to spend...
Oh, queuing up at Alton Towers and places like that. Oh, yeah. Horrendous. And then you're just on a two-minute ride. Aren't you? Why do we do that? And you're going round and round. You've been queuing for an hour and a half. And then you get on, and it's all over.
It's a bit like sex, isn't it? But according to this survey, yes. Anyway, no wonder it takes us ages getting in front of a queue. We spend only 3 days waiting in them, over a year and 6 months, over a lifetime, according to a survey by auction site madbid.com. You spend, in your lifetime, the equivalent of 20 weeks on hold. 20 weeks on hold.
That is depressing.
Now, I would imagine I spend less and less and less time on hold now because I don't bother. I'm not waiting. I'll send them an email, which really frustrates me.
What when you're desperate to talk to them when it's important and you do hang on for a bit more? Do I put the phone down now and they might just pick up? Oh, I hate all that.
I've had many, many issues with companies like BT. Where you have spent, 45 minutes, 60 minutes on hold. That's probably in the last couple of years. So, yeah, we do. It is a hell of a frustration. But 20 weeks, the equivalent of being on hold for 20 weeks, and you hear that stupid music that they're playing.
Yes.
Don't you? And your call is very important to us.
Oh, we're sorry for keeping you waiting.
Sorry, yes.
Your call is very important to us. Somebody will be with you as soon as possible.
Sorry we've been waiting for 45 minutes. I'm sure you've got something else better to do than hear every 30 seconds. Your call is very important to us.
No, they've got to say... Why don't they actually be genuine and say, look, we know you're hacked off about hanging on the phone.
20 weeks on hold, that's 60 hours a year. 60 hours a year listening to music whilst waiting to speak to a human in a call centre.
And not even music you like.
4 years on the phone at work. So you'll be on the phone for 4 years at work. See, that's not strictly true for you, I would imagine.
But I have had jobs where it's been very much on the phone.
4 years on the phone?
No.
So I think some of these figures don't stack up.
They don't quite add up.
And this doesn't include getting calls at home for office workers, according to Working Lives researchers at London Metropolitan University. Now, this is the bit you might enjoy. But when you work out what you're getting out of it, you think, is it all worth it? When you bear in mind how long things take, 658 hours of getting romantic.
658?
Hours. So you get 50, this doesn't add up either, 658 hours of getting romantic
and then, yeah.
And the equivalent length of sex takes, for men, 9 hours in your lifetime,
yeah,
a total of, and you only get an hour and 24 minutes. Doesn't seem fair, does it?
It's not fair, it just doesn't add up.
British couples will snuggle up and watch the sunset or enjoy a cosy drink on holiday for the equivalent of almost a month during their lifetime.
What, just do those two things?
Yeah, just snuggling up. British couples will snuggle up and watch the sunset or enjoy a cosy drink on holiday for the equivalent of almost a month during their lifetime. That's 658 hours in their lifetime of getting romantic. Have you had 658 hours worth of romance in your life?
No.
That's sad, isn't it? that's brought
my
on a little sad
dropping.
Face. See, the thing is, we did say at the beginning...
This is
honesty, and it might just not have a, you know, it might not have a desired effect.
No.
3 hours of shaving.
Now then, some women could actually come into this category with the men as well.
Who's that lady that was on that programme years ago? They even nicknamed the film 50 Shaves a Day, didn't they?
Who was that?
She wasn't
Susan
on the,
Boyle?
Susan Boyle, yeah.
That's so cruel.
She's got a book out, it's 50 Shaves a Day, but 3,000 hours shaving. 3,000 hours. Now, obviously, I don't shave very often.
No.
So
you're below average.
I'm well below average. I probably spend about 2 to 3 minutes shaving a week, the one time that I do, but I don't really because I use one of those things that just takes off the top bit, if you like,
yeah,
leaves about 2 millimeters there. I hate shaving.
I've never heard a chap say that they enjoy it.
I really detest it.
Yeah, that's the reaction you normally get.
To the point where I don't understand why somebody just doesn't invent something that you can put it down and just wax it out. I'm pretty sure you could do that anyway, but it might be painful. But I would do that.
See, waxing's good because it pulls the nerve out, the head.
That would be really good to do.
But it still comes back. It just means you don't have to shave for that for, you know, a long period.
Now, obviously, it doesn't go into detail about lady shaving.
But look at the ladies, because we do it all for the old, beauty thing.
Well, you do
a
lot.
Your legs, your arms.
So you've got a lot more to shave.
Yes.
Most men, okay, men are different now because there's a lot more that are shaving.
Mm.
But you women have to do your pits.
Yep.
You have to do your legs.
Yep.
And you have to do other things too.
Yep.
So that takes a hell of a lot longer than us shaving. Yeah. So for us doing 3,000 hours, mind you don't have to do it every day, do you?
No.
Supposedly. There's a great song from Squeeze that he wrote a long time ago, and it was, "She's so lucky she doesn't have to shave." And it goes into great detail about, her life, his life, and so on. I'll pull up the lyrics before we finish it one, if we've got time. Mr. Average might bristle to discover just how much he will waste shaving. 3 hours in a lifetime. That's 3 hours. How many days off sick do you reckon you have in a lifetime?
Oh, well, here we go again. Some people more than others.
All right, okay.
Just throwing a sickie.
Are you having a dig at?
And what if you're going to do it? Don't do it on a Monday morning. It's so obvious, isn't it? And that line, I think it's something I ate.
Yeah.
And I did have some prawns. That's always a good one, isn't it? Because they go, oh, yes, shellfish, but can be dodgy.
We spend 366 days in our lifetime throwing sickies.
But we have all done it, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, hands up, hands in the air. We've all done it.
I used to do quite a lot of Mondays.
Did you?
Yeah, when I was working the clubs and doing Friday, Saturday, I used to, because I was working at the factory, I used to have a lot of Mondays off. And it was only when you got this appraisal that they actually said to you, do you have a lot of Mondays off, is there a reason? And I used to say, nah, it just must be the day, I guess. And they said,
what?
They said, it's nothing at all to do with you, working the clubs over the weekend and burning the candle both ends.
Yeah.
I've never even thought of that. So I had to stop.
So you did Fridays instead.
I did Fridays instead. I was saying just now about Squeeze writing this wonderful lyric. about She Doesn't Have to Shave. That's the song, She Doesn't Have to Shave. She was washing the dishes when she burst into tears. It was a time of the month. She was up to her ears. I put my arms around her neck. I said, sit down a while. Cry as much as you like. I'll do the dishes. Tell me what's on your mind. There's a boiling point that you're bound to reach when it's all your fault and you're half asleep. She's lucky she doesn't have to shave. I'm so lucky I'm not doubled up in pain.
Well, I've never heard that.
Her eyes were like pools, filled with newlywed tears. She was sat doubled up with her hands on her ears. I felt useless. I smiled and shrugged. I was sweet as could be as I poured her some milk. What is she, a cat? Here was my flower. She was ready to wilt. It goes on again. She was washing the dishes. Da-di-da-di-da. She's so lucky she don't have to shave. I'm so lucky I'm not doubled up with pain. It's a great song as well, I must admit. Now, let's move on with 366 days off sick. The average Brit spends a year of their working life off sick. 11 years in front of the TV.
Yes, possibly true.
Sounds like a great idea. Let's quickly work it out. How many hours a night do you watch?
A couple of hours.
So just say, for instance, if you do two or three, say three a week.
Three a week,
21 hours a week.
No, I don't really do three a night, about two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's work it out. Maybe you do 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we did 20 hours a week...
I do like TV.
So do I.
Yeah, I do like watching TV.
I like watching the TV as well. Would that add up? Would that stack up? 11 years in front of the TV, it probably would. But what an 11 years that is. So you spend 11 years at work...
11 years watching
hard
TV.
Hard slog. 11 years watching the TV, but it's a lot less of the other stuff that you really want to be doing.
Yeah, exactly. Cool world, isn't it?
If you are stuck in front of the Gogglebox for an average of 4 hours a day, that adds up to 11 years. So you're only doing two, so you're only like five and a half.
I'm five and a half.
A five and a half?
I'm five and a half.
I've heard the rumours.
Not 10 pints, out.
And in all that time, you still won't find much worth watching. I love the little funny quips.
Well,
on the
do you
end
know what?
Sometimes
the adverts, some of the adverts, are better than the programmes.
Yeah, you're probably right. 5 months complaining. We spend 5 months complaining. We spend eight
and
minutes.
And does it get you anywhere?
No. We spend 8 minutes every day moaning about bad service, according to Hillary Poll Blinds. Hillary Blinds Poll. 38.
Hillary's Blinds.
38,000 hours eating.
I'll have some of that.
38 hours.
And so how many pies?
You can't rush a full English fryer, a light lunch, a hearty dinner, or even a few snacks. No wonder eating consumes so much of our lives. Yeah, but it's not that long, is it, really, when you think about it?
What was it again?
38,000 hours. 38,000 hours.
Well, in my case, it's more.
We spend 5 years on the net. Yeah, 5 years on the net. Log on for an average of 11 hours and 20 minutes per month. And over a lifetime, this is 10,000 hours spent surfing the net. Here's one you won't like. 46,800 hours of housework.
No, I'm not liking that. Not digging that.
Is it right, though, when you work it out?
Do you know housework?
How many hours a day do you do, or how many hours a week do you reckon you do housework?
Oh, you see, mine goes up and down. Obviously, I get the boys to pull their weight a bit as well.
Oh, right. Now we're talking, aren't we? Child abuse.
Child abuse. Sock at him. So, it's such a pain, housework, because dust just comes back. So, you just, you know, it all looks lovely for so long, and then you've got to do it all over again.
It says here, okay, and obviously this isn't aimed at you, because it says the average woman spends 5.5 years dusting, hoovering and keeping the house spick and span. So that's 5.5 years keeping it, and you're not the average woman, because you're never going to be the average woman, I'm sorry. You spend 26 years sleeping.
Well, not according to our calculation, if you get up in the middle of the night, etc.
46 days men spend getting ready. As opposed to yours was lower.
What was it?
355 days. We only spend 46 days.
You have
getting
less
ready,
to do.
Us men.
You have less to do.
Yeah. No, you're right.
You just put a bit of aftershave on, deodorant, shower.
You've got more to shave.
I've got more to shave, yeah.
Hey, look, that is just about it. Thank you very much for being there. Thanks
that
for
was
being
fun.
There, Max. And yeah, it's fun, but it's told us that. Hang on a minute.
No, we've got to address that. I don't
there
mean we personally,
certain things.
But you know.
Well, we can give it a go. Maybe, you know, pull the blinds first. Hey,
Hillary's.
Put it to the test.